At Perry Harrison Elementary School in Pittsboro, several fifth grade girls are playing foursquare on the basketball court, and Bryn Dodge is on a winning streak. State policy stipulates public elementary and middle school students are guaranteed at least 30 minutes a day of physical activity, and the state encourages schools to provide several hours a week of physical education. Researchers cite recess and PE as important tools in the fight against childhood obesity. According to the CDC, childhood obesity rates have doubled during the past 30 years and quadrupled in teenagers. As U.S. kids' waistlines grew, teacher Laura Fenn watched as their time for school recess and PE shrank.
I was a fifth grade teacher for a long time, and over the course of 10 or 15 years, time for PE and recess was continually cut or eliminated. And the kids are just so miserable sitting inside all day long. But with all the focus on testing and achievement, a lot of times, time for PE or recess gets replaced with classroom instruction.
Several years ago, Fenn came up with a solution to the increasingly sedentary school day. She started recording her lessons so her students could listen to them while they walked around outside.
The kids loved it because they were getting outside. They thought they were sort of getting out of something. But it really tapped into a different learning style that a lot of kids didn't even know that they had. And so students who were not successful in a traditional setting, all of a sudden, you know, their kinesthetic auditory learning style was really tapped into, and they were able to participate more and really sort of feel like a successful learner. So it's been great.
In 2011, Fenn launched a podcast of pre-recorded lessons called The Walking Classroom. It's being used in 700 schools across the U.S. One of those schools is Perry Harrison Elementary. The school received the Walking Classroom as a donation from Briar Chapel, a local real estate development company. Bryn Dodge tried it out in her class this year.
Well, it was a cool way to get out because we got to exercise while we were learning things.
Zion Verinder is a sixth grader at Margaret B. Pollard Middle School, which also received a Walking Classroom donation. He said he liked the podcasts.
It's a nice addition to everything.
But, Verinder says, he's not a fan of being outdoors, for the walking classroom or for recess, especially when it's hot.
No, they make us walk around a soccer field.
I love that. As a parent, I think it's one of the best.
That's Verinder's mom, Julie Wagner.
They really have the kids get up, and they have to walk around and do laps, and I live close to the school, so I see all of them, even eighth graders, seventh graders, and sixth graders, walking around the school and going out to the fields.
Verinder thinks he's getting enough PE, but his mom is not convinced.
We have PE Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
For the rest of the year.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad you're having PE, but I wish they had PE every single day. I know that it helps them think.
Like most parents in North Carolina and the U.S., Wagner has to settle for a few hours a week. Jess Clark, 97.9 FM, WCHL.